Good morning.
Good morning.
Nice to see everybody. How was that for you?
Good.
Good. Nice to have you here. You too. For me, I oftentimes think I should come up with something. I should do something. I should study. I should. And what I'm working to get away from is that idea that I have to do it, and rather that that there's something larger than I am that will either be there or not. That my job is to kind of try to pay attention and to try to get my ego or my own shoulds out of the way. Suzuki Roshi, who founded the San Francisco Zen Center, made a comment, and it may have come from someplace else, but I know it from him, and he said, we are perfect as we are, and we have more work to do. And I think that there's a difficulty, and or there's a challenge maybe in trying to balance those two things. So if we think I'm perfect as I am, it's like, oh, I've made it, I have nothing to, no more to go, to try, this is it. And that's kind of the strong side of it. There's another softer side of it. I am perfect as I am. And that is thinking that where we are at this particular moment, at this moment, we can't be anyplace else. This is where we are. This is the best we can do. This is the best we can be is right now. On the other side of it, that we have more work to do, then I think oftentimes, maybe more in Western, I'm not sure, but we think, I've got to work harder. I've got to do more. I can't rest on my laurels. I can't trust. And that's kind of the harder side of it, I think. The other side, the softer side, might be that, I do have more work, and that's okay. That's part of life. It's just to keep being kind of in process, as it were. So I think as we go through life, we can get stuck on any of those four dimensions, that we're perfect as we are in kind of a more negative kind of a way, and in a more passive kind of way, in a sense, that we're perfect as we are in the sense that this is where we are right now, that we have more work to do, that yes, we should, we're in control, we need to make things happen, and that we have more work to do, and sometimes that work is just trusting that it's all going to work out. So it's I think we go through conundrums, and one of the benefits of Zazen, of being quiet, is that we become a little bit more aware of, well, where am I at that particular moment? Am I in the I should do something? Am I in the accepting mode? Am I in the receiving mode? And that none of them is bad. None of them, they are all just part of the human condition. But for us to become aware, this is where I am, and this is kind of what I'm working with to try to do differently. Yesterday, my husband said something to me. I can't remember what it was, but he said something, and I immediately went to that reactive mode, like, I had this planned out. Well, that's what it was. I had a thing planned, and he started bringing up potential problems with this plan, you know. And it was like, it took this concentrated effort, because I wanted to react to him. And instead, what I tried to do was just to listen to his concerns, you know, that he was concerned about doing it this way or not doing it that way or whatever. And I really think that part of the awareness that I had was because of Zazen, because of, oh, I can see that I am reactive at times. And I can say, well, that's like my mother. You know, my mother is always reactive, but I'm the one that's choosing to do it. So it gave me a piece, it gave me two things. One, it gave me this sense of, yeah, I really want to hold on to my reactivity because I want to, you know, shoot him down with the ideas that he has. And I want to be less reactive so that I can hear him and hear what he has to say. So Zazen, I think the practice of Zazen comes out in a myriad of different ways. And for me, I'm very thankful that we are here, that we can learn this. But we have more work to do. So thank you for being here. And next Thursday is Thanksgiving, so I hope everybody has a wonderful Thanksgiving, ever how that gets celebrated in your family or your life. We have several different cultures here today, so there are probably several different ways of celebrating Thanksgiving, or not.